Dudley. Dudley Stops. Dudley joins us on the line. It's good to have you with us, Dudley.
Thank you very much for giving me a call back.
Dudley, I think it's such an important conversation, and it's very brave people that will have this kind of public conversation that we are going to have. It is about you deciding that you are an alcoholic and that you're going to stop. What brought you to that decision?
It was a case of realizing that if I didn't do something about it, kudos to my wife, who sort of stuck with me, and then she was the one that sort of pointed out saying, like, listen, if you don't get it under control, there's two things that are going to happen. You're going to lose your job, and because you lose your job, you're going to lose your income. You lose your income, and that's going to affect the whole family completely.
Yeah. So were you aware of the fact that maybe you're not as productive as you could have been given maybe your propensity for alcohol? Personally, how did that impact your life?
Completely. I would pass out early at night. I wouldn't sleep well. I'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then sort of trying to get back to sleep, I'd go and have a couple of glasses of wine, which wouldn't help. I would drag myself to work. I was lethargic. There were often that I would sit at my desk and sleep. Mundane tasks became, I'll worry about that tomorrow. Important tasks, well, maybe I'll get to that this afternoon. And then on the weekends, all I wanted to do was just lie on the couch and just do nothing.
Okay, so in our vocabulary, social drinking is not necessarily bad. When is it social drinking, and when are you a functional alcoholic?
When you are doing it continuously, when you cannot remember how much you've drunk, when you cannot remember what happened the night before, and this is not just after, you know, a Friday night bender. This is almost all the time. One of the major things that sort of glared out at me was we had an opening function for new premises. And a few days later, I do not even remember what happened. And I bumped into, we had a musical duo playing for us. And I bumped into one of them at a show on Saturday. And I do not recall greeting her and sending photographs of her and her husband to my wife because she knows them.
So you're saying your wife played a very important role in your turnaround, in you taking your life back. Did she cajole you to see a psychologist, or did you just wake up and say, no, I want to have a life where I can remember stuff? Okay.
No, she did. She did. She saw the signs. She did her best in her own interest to try and get me to cut back. If I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, she would come through and she would look at me in the kitchen and, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then it got to that point.
So these life-changing moments happened round about COVID, I believe. Was the access to alcohol any part of, you know, you coming to this conclusion that you wanted a different and a better life?
Not really. Coming out of COVID, that's when it got bad. Because sitting at home for 2 months doing nothing, then straight back into work and the pressures of starting again, getting the business back up and running, facing the targets, that's when I started to struggle, and that's when I started drinking more and more. I couldn't cope going into management meetings and not being able to cope. And that's when it was a case of, well, you know, let's just have a couple of sips of vodka just to, you know, strengthen the nerves, get the courage up, let's go into that meeting and face it. And it became a couple of sips, and then it became a nip, and then it became a half jack, and it just went south.
Is that because vodka cannot be kind of identified on your breath, maybe?
To a certain extent, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Wine, so, yeah, carry on.
I want to talk about this 180 days sober. Is that our status at this moment in time, Dudley? Are you 180
days
sober?
My status currently is 206 days.
Well done.
Thank you.
And everybody tells me that you forever an alcoholic. It's not something that you can overcome. Just help us to understand how you deal with that in your brain 206 days later.
It's, and having attend, I attend AA meetings regularly, and that's a very big part of it, of the weekly reminder that it's one day at a time.
Yeah.
For some people, it's 1 hour at a time. And at the meetings, sort of everybody says, you know, how long have you been sober for? Well, I've been sober since 5:30 this morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
And that can be, it can be as little as that for that person. We have other people with us that have got 5 years. We've had somebody celebrate 25 years in our group.
Yeah.
And they feel the need to keep coming back for that reinforcement, for the fellowship, for the support.
What is the emptiness in your life that you seek to fill up with alcohol? Have you identified the cause? Is there a cause ever?
With me, it was mostly the anxiety, dealing with the anxiety. A lot of people do struggle. They miss friendships. They miss relationships. They miss being able to climb on their bicycle and go for a ride because they don't have a motor car anymore, or they can't afford this, they can't afford that. Each person has a different hole they're trying to fill. With okay. me personally, it was overcoming the anxiety.
Is the anxiety gone, or is it still present? And how would you fill up the hole now?
It's under control. During work hours, I now can concentrate. So the mundane tasks are that much more important, part of my job, doing the parts of my job. And then when the curveballs come, being able to handle the curveballs without losing control. And from a home situation, instead of lying on the couch, getting stuck in helping with dishes, helping with cooking, planning to do something on a Sunday morning, get up, go for a walk on the beachfront, go to theatre, just getting out and doing something every day.
An incredibly brave Dudley Scott. We're in conversation with him out of Durban, talking about how he kicked the habit, the alcohol habit. And there's always a need for somebody to hear this kind of story, this can-do kind of story that you're sharing with us. And I have no doubt somebody's going to be impacted positively by this interaction. How has your life benefited from all of this newfound sobriety?
It's immense. From a social point of view, going to friends for a briar and sort of halfway into the briar, going to find a couch to pass out, have a nap, as I would call it. Being able to be present at work, being involved with my team, picking up vibes that I never used to pick up when I was a drunk. At home, the relationship between myself and my wife, it's almost as if we've started dating again. I'm learning new things that I've forgotten from years ago because my brain just got frazzled.
Sounds like there's no going back for you, Dudley.
No. This is it. In rehab and in AA, it's firmly entrenched that you can't even take that chance of having that sip. I went to the doctor earlier this morning, maybe you can hear it in my voice, and he prescribed me some cough mixture. And I had to make sure that there's no alcohol in that cough mixture, because the slightest little thing can set you off again.
Well, you may want to hear more about Dudley and other people's stories. You can go to chooselifesa.co.za. They are in the Umkomas, in the KZN kind of area. And you've been on the receiving end of their programs, Dudley. I suspect it comes highly recommended.
Absolutely. The staff, this particular facility, it's one of three, but this particular one, being on the beachfront, being able to look at the sea, the staff, the mentoring, the training, all of it, it's a whole package from the nurse that gives you your medication every morning through to the staff in the kitchen greeting you, preparing the meals, and then into the lectures and taking the AA, taking the 12 steps of the AA, breaking them down. What do they mean? How are we going to use them?
We're going to have to wrap it there, unfortunately, Dudley Scott. But no, we appreciate your time and this very brave conversation that you have willingly decided to have with us. We have no doubt it's going to impact somebody's life very positively. And all strength to you, from casual drinking, functional alcoholic. He's kicked the habit and he's a better man.